بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In this short reminder, we want to talk to you about the situation of role models and who it is that we take as examples and why it is that we take them as examples. We would like to discuss the issue of people putting these role models in front of us, and even worse, us putting these role models in front of ourselves, as well as our families. Now, before we start talking about bad examples, or bad role models, or these people that shouldn't be taken as role models, we want to talk about individuals that should be taken as role models. We know that the best of examples of mankind, of success, of guidance, of what a real man is, about what a Muslim is supposed to be, we get this example from the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the best of mankind in all areas. Most of us say that we know this, we understand this. But look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained this for a reason, so that we understand where we're supposed to get our example from. He said in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 21, لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in this ayah, indeed in the Messenger of Allah, you have a good example or a great example to follow for him who hopes in the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, and the one who remembers Allah often. So we see here that the best of examples is the example of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. So for those of us who want to learn how to be the best Muslim we could possibly be, who do we turn to? For those of us who want to learn how to be the best man or husband or teacher that a Muslim could be, who do we turn to? For those of us that want to learn how to be the best worshiper or the best in our ibadah or the best in our interactions with the people, who do we turn to? We turn to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and we find out, okay, how was he? This is how I need to be, because he was the epitome of who it is that we're supposed to be. Not Jay-Z, not Beyonce, not Oprah Winfrey, not Tupac, not Biggie Smalls. Why in the world would we turn to these individuals when almost everything that comes out of their mouths are things that are not going to do anything but please the shaitan and anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why would we even look in their direction? Why would we even look in their direction as someone that is successful? Because of the fact that they have money? There are a lot of Muslims that have had money and have money that are about worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is it we are not taking them as examples? We can't say that they don't exist. They do. We have Muslim businessmen that are about worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have Muslim business women that are about worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we don't have to sit around and expect every 2 minutes to come out of their mouth some cuss words or situations where they're calling us to be violent with one another, or calling to killing, or calling to disobeying your parents, or calling to degrading women, or calling people out of their names. How is it that a Muslim is going to take these individuals and say, okay, well, these people are successful? This isn't success. These people are doing the work of the shaitan. What is successful about this? These people are calling you away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent messenger after messenger after messenger. and prophet after prophet after prophet, and message after message after message to call you away from this darkness, to call you away from those things that are going to destroy you. These people are doing nothing but trying to wipe this away and call you to destruction. How is it that we are allowing ourselves to take these people as role models? To see these people as being successful? We have people sitting in front of us on television screens that are telling us that they believe that their gods are semi-gods. And yet we still take them as role models. We say, okay, these are people who are good musicians, or these people are good talk show hosts. These people are good this, these people are good that. But look at what it is that they're calling you to. Are these people calling you to being pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger? Or are these people causing you to be pleasing to the shaitan? Are these people reminding you that Yawmul Qiyamah you're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be judged on how you spend your time and what you do with your time and what you do with your money? Are these people calling you to giving charity and helping out in your communities? Are these people calling you to any type of good? These people are calling you to doing nothing but wasting your time. These people are calling you to doing nothing but being disobedient to your Lord. These people are calling you to nothing but your destruction. And somehow or another, we're able to justify to ourselves that these are still good people. We have Muslims out here that every word that comes off of their mouth is this song on this new track. This new artist put out this new song about their girlfriend, about their boyfriend, about some premarital sex they had, or some adultery that they've been committing, or some crime that they've been committing. And this is what's coming off of our tongues. This is what we're pleased with when we walk into our house. We hear not only our spouses listening to these things, but our children. That we hear these callers to the hellfire calling our children and our spouses, and we're playing it for them half of the time. We're watching these movies with these people that we love. I'm not going to say we claim we love them. But we're watching these movies that are calling our friends and calling our loved ones to doing nothing but turning away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Causing one another to idolize individuals that are in nothing but opposition to that which the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam came with. And I know the majority of us aren't doing this on purpose, but if you look at the situation, this is what's being done. We need to collectively find a way to erase this picture from our minds. We need to understand that these people are criminals that are calling us to being criminals just like them. As a matter of fact, the majority of these people aren't even upon that which they're trying to make it look like they're upon. If these people were really criminals, to the fact that they were really killers or gangsters like they try to make it seem, how is it that they're still walking the streets? Have you asked yourself this? So-and-so is real. So-and-so keeps it 100. So-and-so does this. Okay, well, how is it that they're still walking the streets? They're bragging about crimes that they say that they're committing. They're liars. Because if they were really doing these things, these people would either be in jail or someone would have done something to them by now. But they know that we're going to take them as role models. We're going to try and do what it is that they say that they're doing. And we're going to be walking down this path to destruction. The thing about it is we need to educate ourselves about Islam and educate ourselves about Muslims. Because if we want good examples, there are many of them. There are present day good examples of Muslims that we should be taking as role models. Because this is the individual that's successful, the one that has been guided to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down. The one who has been guided to loving Allah and guided to loving the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and loving that which the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was sent with. Not those people that are in complete and total opposition, 110%. This is not success. Then we even have better examples of those people that were around during the time of the Messenger of Allah. A lot of those people were really successful, whether you were talking about education, whether you were talking about finance, whether you were talking about religiously, whether you were talking about just being good human beings. If you want to find out about some of these people, you had a lot of great women in Islam, like Khadija bintul Khuwaylid, like Fatima bintul Muhammad, or the daughter of Muhammad. You had Asma binti Abu Bakr, Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. You had great women of Islam, business women. You had women that had great amount of faith. You had women that were the best of mankind after the prophets and the messengers. And you had great men just the same in the same ranks, businessmen. You had wealthy people. You had people that were guided to the truth. You had people like the Khulafa ar-Rashideen, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Uthman ibn Affan, Ali ibn Abu Talib, radiallahu anhum ajma'een. You had different people, you had scholars past and present, that you could be taking examples, both men and female, if you want to know how it is that you should be as a man. If you want to know how it is you should be as a business individual. You want to know how it is you should be as a doctor, as a lawyer. You want to know how it is you should be as a husband or a wife. You want to know how it is that you should be as a child. You want to know how it is you should be as a worshiper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have real role models. Role models that will call us to being successful in our dunya as well as the hereafter. And this is real success. Not these individuals that are doing nothing but standing at the gates of the hellfire calling you to it. We need to take a look at how we look at things. The how we measure things. So that we can be from amongst those people that are successful in both this dunya as well as in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to being from amongst these people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our sins and allow us to see what's really good for us and those things that are nothing but a harm for us and all of those people around us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a hatred in our heart for all of those things that may bring His anger, His wrath, and His punishment upon us. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.